When she opens her gate, Grandma Merle is sitting on the veranda, staring at the sky.
Good afternoon, Grandma,
Tandy says, though she knows there will never be a response. She often wonders if Grandma Merle is more conscious than she's letting on. They have not exchanged more than two words since Tandy was a baby. She's 15 and has no recollection what it's like to hear her grandmother's voice. Grandma Merle fell silent after Tandy's uncle Winston left for America. He was Grandma Merle's pride and joy. These days, the old woman stares at the blue sky as though she will see her son somewhere in the clouds, sailing above the house, above all the trees and the sloping hills that swallow the sun in the evenings. Little children are home from school, playing in the big open space where Mr. Mellon ties his coat. Some are chasing the fowl in Tandy's yard that are let loose out of the coop. The squawking birds fuss about the big yard, kicking up dust and startling the sleeping mongrel dogs that wag their tails to ward off flies. Tandy leaves Grandma Merle on the veranda and walks into the house. She puts the rice and cornmeal in their rightful places inside the cupboards, then fishes out the creme. She sits before the mirror and wipes the sweat off her face with the hem of her skirt. Twice a day after bathing, the instructions read, but Miss Ruby has warned her against taking showers. Tandy holds the new creme jar in her hand, rereading every word of instruction. She wants it to work. It has been a month, yet her skin is still the same color. She has been doing everything she was told, wiping her armpits with a wet rag and washing her privates by squatting over a basin of soapy water to freshen up, wearing the long-sleeved sweatshirt over the saran wrap during the day to trap moisture and prevent sunburn, massaging Miss Ruby's concoction into her skin every other day. Queen of Pearl is her last resort for faster results. She is unable to wash her face at this time in the day when the water pressure is low. Her face looks clean enough. She touches it with her fingertips, traces the length of it, the smoothness. The longer she examines herself in the mirror, the more she begins to see what her mother and sister and the community see. Tandy, the scholarship winner. Tandy, the good girl. Tandy, a source of hope for her family, destined for riches and prestige. The shack falls away, and so does that perpetual weight inside Tandy's chest as she stares at herself.